Better fear, our friendly guides will bring good cheer. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, it's John Canzano here for Shoe Mill, and let me tell you about my favorite brand of shoes for getting stuff done and enjoying life hands-free. Kizik is the leader in hands-free footwear technology. Just step into a pair of Kizik and go. Make the most of the extended daylight, warmer weather, and tackling the to-do list with Kizik. And they're backed by Shoe Mill's Year in a Day Love Your Shoes Guarantee. Try on a pair today at Shoe Mill. They put the world at your feet.
Your home of the Dan Patrick Show, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., 7:50 The Game. From the Pacific Office Automation Studios, this is KXTG Portland. Your home of Dan Patrick. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., 7:50 The Game. BFFT. From the Pac West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
That this show can take you places. It's supposed to take you places. It's supposed to take you maybe places you don't have time to go, or you don't have the energy to go, or maybe it'll take you places that you frankly never thought you'd wanted to go. Lindsey Schnell, senior writer at The Athletic, covers a lot of college sports. She's been all over the state of Oregon, particularly in her career. I hear she may be watching some basketball today. She's joining us live via satellite, coming in on the phone line. Everything's via satellite. Hey, where are you today? What's going on?
I am at the Child Center watching the high school state tournament, getting ready, watching the second girls semi right now. But what I'm really excited for is watching the Barlow Bruins in their semifinal at 6:30.
Let's talk about that. Why are you excited for that? And I love that you're into high school basketball in this state.
I am. I'm a junkie. Everyone knows that. People who know me know I love sitting in gyms pretty much anywhere. I'm excited to watch Barlow because their longtime coach, Tom Johnson, good family friend of the Schnells, and is, you know, has never won a state championship and has a great shot at doing it this year. I really like watching them play. They've got a couple kids going to play college ball next year, and I think it's so fun at the high school level. You know, earlier I watched the Clackamas girls, who have Jazzy Davidson, she's one of the top players in the country, going to USC, play the Jefferson girls, and like it was packed, you know, and we were talking about, I think Jeff canceled school today so everyone could come out to the game, and so it's fun. And you know, I walk in the gym and who did I see, John, but Marv Ruick, Scott Ruick's dad, Oregon State's number one fan. He's here, too.
I love that. I love that. I love that you're locked in. You know, you talked about the Barlow team and Tom Johnson, but give me an idea of, you know, I think he retired from teaching last year, and this is going to be a team that, you know, has been in some epic battles over his career. Is this a team that you think is capable of going all the way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're ranked number one in the state for a reason. It's, you know, this group, I watched this group 2 years ago when they were sophomores and thought, if this group sticks together, they're going to have a chance to do something special. I absolutely think, I've gone to a few of their games this season. Again, I'm a junkie. I'm a little bummed that Central Catholic got beat in their quarterfinal. I wanted the original Mounted Conference Central Catholic Barlow rematch in the final. That's not going to happen now, but still really fun. It's just cool. You know, my parents have so many connections. My dad was a longtime junior college coach and then administrator, and my mom was a ref. I mean, the Central Catholic coach, I walked into a gym. This was like 4 years ago, walked into a boys basketball game at the Les Schwab Invite. Central Catholic was playing. I looked over at the bench and I said, that guy used to be the point guard for my dad at Mount Hood Community College. David Blue walked up to him. I mean, I hadn't seen him in 20-something years. Walked up to him after the game. he recognized me right away, gave me a hug, told me, like, hey, we're also proud of you. We follow your work. So it's just fun to see that, you know, being here at the state tournament, there's college coaches here that I know and high school coaches that I've seen forever and other people like me who are just junkies. Also, John, all I've done is watch basketball on my TV the last, like, 10 days straight. I really needed to watch a game live before I went blind.
I love that you're into it. Your passion comes through. I want to talk about Tom Johnson just for a minute, the coach at Barlow. Yeah, this is a guy who went through cancer a few years ago, ravaged his body. He kept coaching through it. The entire basketball community in the state rallied around him. That has to bring a community, a basketball community, together.
Oh, yeah. I think that, you know this because you have kids and, like, Dakota was an athlete, your oldest. The way that these high school sports, you see each other all the time, right? All these coaches know each other. They're all teaching, too. Like, no one is coaching at the high school level for glory or for money. They're doing it because they truly love it. And when TJ got sick a few years ago, I think it shocked everyone, but I think basketball is what really brought him joy, and it's still bringing him joy. It's so funny. I was talking to, he won his 700th game earlier this season, and after the game, I was talking to one of his sons, because he had two boys who played for him. I didn't realize that he had retired from teaching, and I said, like, what does he do all day? And one of his assistants goes, calls us to talk about how excited he is for practice. So I think at this level, that's what people are doing it for. Like, occasionally you get an incredible player, you know, Tom Coach Freddie Jones, right? Like, that was probably the first great player that I ever saw when I was a kid. Like, I can picture it right now, watching him go up for an alley-oop dunk. I had Freddie Jones' autograph when I was, like, 9 years old, you know? And it's just cool to see the way that these people are still pouring into their communities and their local kids. One of my favorite things about Tom Johnson, I think this is just incredible, every year that he holds tryouts, he handwrites a letter to every single kid who comes to tryouts, wow, including the kids that just have no shot. Like, who does that? Again, that's a good human. I think that is a lot of what's at high school, at the high school level, are good humans. And it's fun to watch. And it's so cool to see kids, you know, watching the Clackamas girls earlier, like, they got upset last year in the semis. So when they won their semi today, they were so excited, and it's genuine. So it's fun. I love it. And I very adamantly believe there's not a bad seat in the Child Center. So I really like watching games here.
I love that. Meanwhile, you're just off watching Oregon State women's program, Scott Ruick against Michael Meek in the WCC championship game. I want to get your take on that, Lindsay. Again, we're talking to Lindsay Schnell of The Athletic, covers college sports, senior writer there. What do you make of Oregon State's story? And, you know, Scott Ruick and the Beavers, he loses most of his roster last year. You saw it. I think it broke a lot of hearts from people who thought that team could be a Final Four team this year.
Yeah, no question. What I remember about last spring when people were leaving and there was just like this melancholy, I don't know that it was necessarily around the program, but it was definitely like throughout the fan base. And I had so many conversations with people around the program, and I was saying, like, you guys, it's going to be okay. He's such a good coach. Like, yeah, this, don't get me wrong, this sucks. Like, I'm also upset that all these All-Americans are leaving. But I have watched him work miracles before. He's such a good coach, and specifically he's such a good defensive coach that they will be in games. But then, John, we got to November, and I watched them play for the first time, and I was like, oh, my God, it's so much worse than I thought.
I know.
Like, I needed a pep talk then. So to watch their journey, it was just really fun. And that was what Scott said to me when we talked briefly after the final. He's like, I just had a blast the last few days. And I'm really excited for those kids that did stick around, and especially AJ Marat. You know, she could have gone into the portal as a starter on an Elite Eight team. She would have been able to find somewhere to go. And she stayed, and she had to take on a much bigger role. All she had to do last year was hit pull-up jumpers, you know? This year she had to do everything. So I just thought it was incredible. I was jealous of everyone who was there, but I was having a lot of fun watching on TV and texting with my other Oregon State alums and people that I know who played for Scott at George Fox, who are good friends of mine, who are engaged and, like, rooting for the Beavers. You know, one of my friends is, like, skipping work one day to watch them in the final. Like, people are just invested, I think, in that team.
Let me ask you this, of the departing players, and nobody begrudges them. Like, you know, I have a hard time saying to kids, don't go earn money if money's there to be earned. But Reagan Beers goes to Oklahoma. Tamia Gardner leaves. You know, Von Ohlhofen leaves to go to USC. And, you know, you've got Donovan Hunter leaving. And, you know, of the players who leave, who do you think has regret? Like, if we're just spitballing, like, who might be looking over going, gosh, I probably would have been better maybe just staying where I was?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think that the better question is, would any of those people who have regret admit it out loud? I don't know. But there are other people who transferred and didn't play very much. Some of those people you mentioned also won conference championships, regular season and or tournament conference championships. So I'm not sure, but I think that I know that what Scott creates with his culture and with his teams, that's special, and that's really hard to do. And it's crazy to me to think about, like, there. What if it, I think we'll know the answer about who regrets things if anyone goes back into the portal. You know, that's sad to me to think about, like, going to your third college in 3 or 4 years. But the bottom line is that they did find people who wanted to buy in. They have some great stories, and they're going to, you know, who knows? They could go on a run. I mean, anything seems possible right now. I do think this tournament is as wide open as it's ever been, and maybe that works in favor for the Beavers. And a lot of those kids are going to come back. The kids who have junior college backgrounds who get another year, that's going to be huge.
We're talking to Lindsay Schnell of The Athletic. You know, this college basketball landscape, you mentioned the it being a little wide open. We're coming off a year where, and really 2 years, where it was Angel Reese, it was Caitlin Clark. There was, you know, now it's a lot of talk about USC and Juju Watkins. But are we gonna meet some new stars in the women's bracket this year, or what do you see coming?
I mean, I know who the stars are, but I do think the rest of the world will get to meet Juju. I mean, one thing you have to remember is that the first incredible game she had against UCLA, that was on Peacock. A lot of people didn't see that. I think people are going to fall in love with Hannah Hidalgo and Olivia Miles at Notre Dame. Haley Van Lith has a pretty incredible redemption story at TCU. You know, Sarah Strong is maybe the best freshman in the country at UConn. And it's not that you're, like, people aren't used to UConn, but they probably haven't heard that name. So I think that there's a lot of possibility for people to fall in love and watch teams that they haven't seen before. And I just think the basketball is really good, you know, in the women's game, because people don't leave early for the W. There are a lot of senior laden teams. They have kids that have played together forever, and that matters. That can take you really far when you know each other, you know your system so well, and that's what I'm excited about. Notre Dame has been my championship pick since last April, and they're not looking so good right now, but I'm sticking with them.
You know, looking more regionally at the state of Oregon, you know, you've got Oregon State, you got the University of Portland. Can we spend a little time with Michael Meek and what UP needs to do to take a step forward? What do you think, Lindsay?
Well, first of all, I think that they're very good. They've had so much success. He is a very, very good coach. And when I say someone is a good coach, what I frequently mean is that they know how to coach in a game. So let me tell you, I've been watching a lot of basketball this week. Like I said, there's a lot of people not great in games. I think that so much of it is about scheduling, but it's tough because when you're at a mid-major, your job is to schedule wins. And so that's what he went out and did, right? They won 29 games, I think. But their net isn't great, and the net is weird and stupid, and I don't like it either, but it supposedly matters to the selection committee, so people need to figure it out. But I think that, you know, they were right there. They went to the tournament the last 2 years. I'm watching a kid right now that's going to go play for them next year who plays for Tualatin or Willamette. That's the semifinal I've been watching. So he's doing a great job recruiting the state. I think I don't know that there's much to complain about with them. And quite frankly, when the new Pac-12 starts in a couple years and Oregon State, Washington State, and Gonzaga leave, there's no reason that Portland can't dominate the West Coast Conference for many, many years to come.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to talk about having to schedule harder, because I also look at a 29-4 record and I go, hey, they lost to Gonzaga, they lost to Oregon State, and that kind of summarizes their season. They're not going to get a look beyond that. But what do you think is happening? Because you got Ruick, who comes from George Fox. You got Meek, who comes from George Fox. What is it that they are learning at George Fox or doing at George Fox that allows them to be successful maybe at the next level? Or is there some secret sauce there?
Well, I think that what you have to remember is if you can win somewhere where you don't have any resources, that means that you know how to coach. You can coach in a game. You can teach the game. You can develop players. And Scott did that at George Fox. You have to remember, Meek was a very, very successful high school coach, you know, and coached a lot of great players, won a lot of games and a lot of state championships at Southridge. And so I think that when you can win there and then you go somewhere with resources, that's a game changer. And all you've done the entire time is, like, you already know how to teach the game, how to coach in a game, like how to develop a player. And so then you bring all those things and, hey, now we have a resource. Now I can hire someone else who's also good at those things. And they can help me develop more kids in practice or develop them faster or have a great idea in the timeout. I think all those things matter. But I've often felt that George Fox was, you know, the farm school, the farm program for Oregon State. Because let's not forget that both Pat Casey and Pat Bailey have George Fox roots also. And, you know, Pat Casey, he's won a few national championships in his time.
Yeah, do you think it was not that big a leap for Bob DeCarolis back in the day to turn to Ruick after LaVonda Wagner? Or did that take some guts from Bob DeCarolis?
That's a good question. Scott came at a really good price for them, and that was huge.
Right.
I think that was a big piece of it. I think you could also make an argument that they were in such a bad place. It's like, well, why not take a risk on a D3 or on a small school coach? But I think that because they had done it with Pat and they had seen the success with Pat Casey and Pat Bailey, that it wasn't as scary for them. It wasn't as big a risk for them as it would have been for someone else. But I remember when he got hired, so many D1 coaches texted me like, that guy's going to get creamed. He has no idea what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that has not been the case.
Lindsay Schnell with us of The Athletic, senior writer there. Lindsay, Kelly Graves at Oregon. A better year for him. Mm-hmm. Looks like they recruited better. They kind of bounced back a little bit from the disappointment. They're also playing in the Big Ten. What do you see happening with the Ducks right now on the women's basketball side?
Well, that was earlier. I was watching his kid from Clackamas, the shooter, Sarah. I don't know how to say her last name correctly, so I'm not going to try. But she was knocking down threes, so I'm sure he's excited about that. I think that they are in a really good position. I think he's a very good coach. They use the transfer portal well. I love Deja Kelly's game. What are they going to be able to do in the NCAA tournament? I'm not entirely sure. I think they're slotted for like a 8-9-10 seed, which isn't great, but I do think, like, you have that experience in playing in the Big Ten that really helps you, because that's a very good conference. I think that they're, you know, they have a commitment from their athletic department with NIL money. They obviously have beautiful facilities. You know, they got Sabrina out there winning WNBA championships and rocking her Oregon colors and throwing up the O. Like, they're in good shape. So I think Kelly's a great game coach, and I think that they're going to continue to have success under him. And I'm excited. I think a big thing on the women's side is, you know, because they have this break, right, they all play their conference tournaments and they have about 10 days off, that's really, really good for you. You can get some fresh legs, you can work on a few things, and your kids get some mental time off. I think that's huge. So I think that I fully expect them to go into the NCAAs fresh.
Lindsay Schnell with us from The Athletic. All right, I'm going to cut you loose here shortly, but give me an idea. You're at the state tournament. You know, what will you do there? What are you really looking to see, you know, tonight or into the weekend?
I mean, I'm just here to have fun. I'm not working. I brought my computer so I could do my own work it was a change of scenery. But
I love it.
I'm just
I love
looking
that
for
you're
good
just,
games.
You're just geeking out on it.
I am. Like, I have a ton of friends who are here who are also watching games, so I'm just here hanging out with them, sitting in the stands. I just want to watch good games. You know, I was in the, like, Clackamas section for the Clackamas-Jefferson semi, and they were excited when it was a 15-point lead suddenly, but I was like, man, I'd like to see some back and forth. You know, I want to see multiple lead changes, ties. Although I say that, you know, I wanted an Oregon State-Gonzaga game in women's basketball for, like, the last decade. Like, I love both those programs. That was, to me, the only – I mean, I didn't want the Pac-12 to collapse to get it, but to me, that was, like, the only positive about the WCC. And then I'm watching that game, John, and I'm like, this game is bad for my health. I think my blood pressure is through the roof right now. So I say I want close games, but I'm not convinced that it's what is going to lead to me living a long life.
I love that. All right. Well, you have fun doing what you're doing there. I think it's neat to hear the passion in your voice. Lindsay Schnell, great follow on Twitter, reader in The Athletic. Thank you for the scouting report on the state tournament and beyond.
No problem. Go Barlow. Have a good day.
There she goes. She's rooting Barlow. Don't let anybody tell you that she doesn't have a rooting interest. So fun to hear the passion in her voice about high school basketball in the state of Oregon. So fun to hear that. Leave it here. You got the BFT.
Can I talk for a minute about how great the Shoe Mill Shoe Stars are? I mean, they've got fantastic shoes, and they have unmatched customer service. But literally, as a company, this is an organization and a family that has been part of the BFT Foundation family for years. Whether it is Camp Exceptional or helping kids get footwear on their feet, the Shoe Mill Shoe Stores have stepped up. It makes me feel great about going into their stores and shopping online at ShoeMill.com. If you're looking for shoes, find your way into the Shoe Mill Shoe Stores. Shoe Mill, they put the world at your feet.
For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has been solving problems for business owners. However, the needs of our customers and potential customers have changed dramatically over the years, so we've changed too. If you run a business and want to find out how Pacific Office Automation can help improve your business processes and costs, call us today to request a free workflow audit. Whether it's managed print services, IT services, or data security, we're here to help. PacificOffice.com. Problem solved.
.50 The Game is your exclusive home of the NCAA tournament from Westwood One.
Bounce in. Up top, Garcia for three.
All Day Madness begins with the first round, Thursday, March 20th on 7:50 The Game.
The madness is real.
And streaming for free on 7:50TheGame.com.
Are you tired of your business being stuck in neutral and looking for ways to accelerate into the future? Introducing Alpha Media, the marketing company that's different. They know every business has its own needs and no two are alike. That's why they only create custom solutions. So whether your next customer is at home watching TV or on their phone, at work in a cubicle, or driving listening to the radio, they've got the tools to get your future customers shopping at your business. Visit them today at advertisepnw.com for your free marketing consultation.
Portlanders are proud of the Rose City Professional Soccer Club, as they are their neighbor-to-neighbor, family-owned and operated businesses, like Mr. Plywood, servicing the Portland community for over 50 years. Mr. Plywood guarantees professional and authentic customer service on a name-to-name basis every time. Mr. Plywood is open 7 days a week for all of your residential building supplies and consultation needs. Mr. Plywood offers free delivery services on minimum purchase, so stop by and visit them today or online at MrPlywoodInc.com. That's MrPlywoodInc.com.
The tradition returns. It's the 69th annual Portland Roadster Show, March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Portland Expo Center. Come see the Northwest's biggest collection of custom hot rods, street racers, muscle cars,